All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor or today we talk with a home inspector, Russ Rosinski from Bird Dog Home Inspection at birddoghome.com. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. So, last week we talked, you can check it out on our website at WTSARadio.com. But today, I think we're going to talk about what, radon?
We are going to talk about radon today, something a lot of people are just uninformed about.
Yeah, they don't know. I've heard of it, but what is actually radon?
Yeah, so radon is an odorless, tasteless, radioactive, naturally occurring gas that is in the soils and in the bedrock. It's also in the water in some cases. And it can actually enter the home. And over time, breathing in high levels of radon can cause lung cancer. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States after cigarette smoke. And it's actually the leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, I didn't know this.
Yes.
Now I know.
Did you know?
Now I know. That's right.
You should put that on did you know now.
I will. Absolutely. So how do you predict it, if the home's got radon, though?
You absolutely can't. Door to door, I will get different results with radon testing. Mm-hmm. You simply don't know what you're going to get. That's why we test.
That's crazy.
Vermont says 1 in 7 homes have excessive levels of radon in them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and all homes have some level. It could be a very, very low level of radon. But 1 in 7 in the state of Vermont.
Wow. So what do you have, like a radon detector or something like that? So how do you test for it? You know what I mean?
I use continuous radon monitors. So they're electronic monitors. They continuously breathe the air, if you will, and take readings of the radon over a period of time. So a certified professional can perform the short-term radon tests, and that's what we do as home inspectors. It's a short-term test that's done for real estate transactions. There's also other short-term methods, but I prefer that continuous radon monitor because it provides immediate results when I retrieve that. I can send it to the client right away so they know.
Right.
So those short-term tests are mostly for real estate transactions. That's what it's best for. For a homeowner, you can actually perform your own long-term testing, and you can even go right to the state of Vermont and state of New Hampshire Department of Health and request test kits that can stay in place for several months. And let's face it, the more data you have, the more accuracy you have. So radon levels can fluctuate seasonally. They can fluctuate depending on how the home is being operated at the time. So it is important to test. And even water testing. Water testing for radon is critical as well. There's radon in water sometimes, and it's important that you know what you're drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you test every single time you do an inspection, or is that something you do every time? Or
I do not.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I did, but I do not. And it's a personal preference for clients. I think oftentimes it just comes to whether they're informed or not. Certainly, their agents should be encouraging them to get a radon test.
Yeah.
There's some cases, if it's a second floor condo or something of that nature, where it's not likely to have high levels of radon.
Because it's stuck on the first floor.
Right, correct. Basements and first floors are your higher concentrations. Not that you can't have it in the upper levels, it's just a lower likelihood.
Right.
But in all other conditions, you don't know unless you test.
Yeah. So say you're testing, and so what happens if you find high levels of radon? I'm like, am I gonna get, what's gonna happen to me or whatever,
Yeah. So it's not acute, right? It is over time. It's that chronic exposure. But let's say whether it could be your first floor or let's say you have a basement den and that's where the whole family hangs out.
Yeah.
That's where it can really affect you for sure.
Yeah.
But if you do end up having high levels of radon, it is relatively easy to mitigate, and you would hire a certified radon mitigator.
I was getting worried.
Yeah, you would hire a mitigator.
Okay.
And they would come in the most simplistic terms. What they do is they put the sub-slab area. So that's your slab in your basement is your basement floor if it's poured concrete.
Yep.
And they essentially would drill through the concrete, install a pipe and have an inline fan that's going to then put that subsoil or subsurface area under a vacuum. Mm. So that's going to make an easy evacuation point for the radon gases.
Mm.
It can be more complex as well in some cases. You know, if you have a dirt floor crawl space or you have a bunch of cracks in your foundation, they would have to seal everything up. So that's installing vapor retarders, you know, caulking all of the joints, and then, of course, putting a radon mitigation system in.
Wow.
And then it gets even more complex. In some cases, they do heat recovery ventilators, you know, stuff of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it's pretty simplistic for
mitigation. Oh, that's good.
Mitigation.
That's good.
Yes.
So everyone's listening about this. You know, it's easy to get rid of.
It's okay. Certainly, we don't want to alarm anybody, but want people to be aware that it's there.
Right.
You know, something that's, you know, a number one cause of cancer.
Like carbon monoxide, same type
carbon
of thing,
monoxide,
right?
It's the same type of awareness,
okay.
Right?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, the awareness is test.
Test.
Just get a
you
test.
You can't smell it, right?
That's correct.
You can't, none of that.
And
see
moreover,
it.
Even if a home has been tested, let's say you've done modifications to the home, you've done some energy modifications, whatever it could be, that can change the radon levels.
Okay.
You know, a home works in it's a big science project.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There's a lot of air that moves in and out of a home, depending on how the home is operated, depending on the external pressures, the winds, you name it, it gets complex. But radon levels can change. So you can have a false sense of security in thinking that, well, it's been tested once. We don't have to ever test it again.
Would every home have radon? Would everyone, you know?
Every home will have at least a very, very low level. It's very rare that I get a 0.0 reading for radon on an average. I think the average home is like 0.3 picocuries per liter. I could be wrong with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the bottom line is every home is going to have a very low level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm buying a home and I'm told like the home was previously tested for radon, you know, should I forego my own radon test, do you think? Or?
That is an emphatic no.
No?
Absolutely not. And it's, again, you know, if you don't have a test and you don't know how it's been done, under the conditions it's been done, you simply don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had multiple times where I've had agents discourage a test. And, you know, I have a client that's adamant they definitely want to have that test.
Yeah.
So I'll do the test. And I've had multiple times where we've come up with very high levels of radon. In one case, it was actually the highest level of radon that I've ever seen in my 10 years of doing this.
Uh-huh.
So it just goes to show you need to make sure that you take your own destiny into your hands.
Yeah.
Get that test. Pay the money to get it done, and then at least you have some peace of mind. And then
you must be reading my mind, because I was going to say, is it included with the inspection or
it's not actually?
It's separate.
That's correct. A lot of the inspection services are a la carte, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, so the you know, some people want water testing, other people don't. Some people want radon.
Gotcha.
You know, so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's up to a personal preference, but the wise thing, you know, radon is one of those things, hands down, in 99.9% of the cases, you want to get that radon test.
All right. Some good stuff, Russ.
There you go. Now you know a lot more about radon.
You're the bird dog man. Birddoghome.com. Unbelievable. That's awesome, Russ. Good job. Yeah, there's a lot. I've learned a lot about radon today that I never even knew about, and you hit some good points there for sure, especially with the slab and getting it out of the house is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hopefully the listeners, you know, take that and understand that, you know, hey, I could have you know, an exposure here.
Absolutely.
You should know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate you. We're out of time already. It's the Property Pulse, and time goes by fast when you're learning stuff.
It does indeed. Always great to be here, Tom.
Thank you very much, Russ. Appreciate you. All right. There goes Russ every other Wednesday right here with the Property Pulse, and if you want to listen back, just go to our website, WTSAradio.com, and click on the Property Pulse tab, and you can also get a link to Russ's website, too, at birddoghome.com.